number 9744, Dana and Neil Kister, west of Bunning Avenue, 50 feet south of Maryland Avenue, being south one half of lot 6 and 8, section B, within, C-O-Q-U-I-N-A, how do you pronounce that?
Coquina
Club Condominium. A variance from the side yard, rear yard setback requirements.
Good evening, gentlemen. Heidi Balliet with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. I'm here with my clients, Neil and Dana Kister, seated here to the left. I'm going to give you just a background for one of the reasons why we're here. Dana Kister was diagnosed with leukemia, and part of her medical treatment for the leukemia resulted in her having a bone marrow transplant. She also, as a result of that, is immunocompromised. She also suffers from osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, and other related matters. So a part of the treatment, and I have a letter from her doctor, which I'll put into the record, recommends that she have water therapy. And they do have a hot tub in their backyard, but they wanted her to have more pool therapy. Because she's immunocompromised, she cannot go into a public pool, nor could she go into the ocean for that type of therapy. So they would like to install a pool in the rear of the property. So before I get to that point, I'm going to put her medical records into the record.
Thank you.
Remember, Counselor, I'd swear them in if you need it. Okay.
Now getting to the property, you all have a drawing of the property with the application for where they wanted to locate the pool. When I originally got involved with this matter, the application had already been filed. So for purposes of this evening, I believe we're going to put into the record a new drawing, which will label exactly what we're asking for, because we want the minimum afforded under the code, which will be in my legal argument. But the hot tub is currently located in the rear of the property, which they plan to remove it. And there's, you'll see from the picture, other accessory items that are out there that are movable, like a picnic table and such. They'll be removed. So I'm going to move the pictures into the record so you can see the rear of the property as well.
Thank you.
Okay. This property is technically a condominium under the code. And so we have the neighboring property, which if you're facing the property, it would be the property to your left, is all common area. But it is fenced off to be two distinct areas for each one of the two condominiums, and it is only a two-unit condominium. The condominium council has approved or is in support of this application because that's the first hurdle required under the condominium documents, is that this matter be authorized under the condominium. So I also have, for the record, a letter in support of by the condominium. And bear with me. Move that in. Sorry for all these, but okay. So with that being said, the minimum requirement under the code based on the setbacks is it requires 10 feet on the sides and 6 feet in the rear. So the 10 feet, it is my legal position, they only need the 10-foot on the side yard to the property owner to the right, because the other common area with the neighbor actually is included in there. And then there's no other structures that would impede them having the right to overlap that area. So all that common area is actually to be included in the calculation. So we're really asking for the variance from the side yard setback. When the application was made, they had also made the request for the rear property line to be a variance as well, but I'm going to submit into the record our proposal, and there's a copy for each one of you, to show a 6-foot, so we're in compliance with the rear setback. So we would only be really addressing the side yard to the right. Okay? So under the code, they are permitted to locate a pool in their backyard. That is a permitted accessory structure. The problem lies with where it's being located. The pool that they are proposing is 11 by 15. In the original application, it was larger. They would like to have it larger to have, you know, a suitable swimming pool for her. But if you find the more limited 11 by 15 under the new drawing will satisfy you to approve it, then we're willing to make that concession. But this property is unique, one, because it's a condominium, and so we have all the common area. It is also a reasonable use of the property to have this accessory structure. The hardship on the client is the medical need, and they're not asking for anything greater than just to be able to encroach slightly into that side yard setback. Under the code, they are required to have the three-foot walkway around the pool, which would be included in that area as well. And so we are asking for the minimum of variance to afford relief to the client. We don't believe it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. They're not using it for rental purposes, so no one can just come onto the property. It's for their exclusive use. And again, that is because she's immunocompromised as well. And when I asked them about, you know, future use of the property, their statement to me was, we're not leaving this place. We love it. So it's not like they're here for one intent and then to use it for another in the future. So their cause, we believe, is medical need. And again, this is exceptional because doctor's orders require a certain type of therapy, which they cannot get any other place other than in their own private area. There would not be a threat to the property. It is in a flood zone, but we do not believe that this will impact that in any way. They've actually met with some pool contractors who have assured them that this is all self-contained and there's not a problem with drainage or anything else to the surrounding property owners. So we would ask that you vote in favor of our application, and if you find it necessary to reduce them to the 11 by 15, we're willing to accept that concession as well.
Counselor, did you address the fence? Maybe I missed that. A fence around there, or what are you going to have around there?
Well, they currently have a fence surrounding the property now. You'll see from the pictures everything is already fenced in as it is.
Okay, how high is the fence?
I believe it's six feet. 6 feet.
Okay, that's great.
Questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Portman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I have one. Does your variance request change from the size of the pool, or the two different sizes of the pool, or does it remain the same?
They're going to try to put the maximum size pool under whatever it is that you approve.
But regardless of the size of the pool, your variance request is the same, or is
yes.
it not? It is.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly are the variance requests based on the two different size pools?
It would be on the side yard setback to the adjoining property owner on the right side of the property. They need 10 feet, so we would be asking for a 6-foot variance. So it would be located 4 foot from the property line. And like I said, the 3-foot walkway would be included in that area.
And that would be for the 10 by 15, 11 by 15 pool?
Yeah, that would be for both.
Okay.
The original application, as I said, was only allowing a 3-foot setback in the rear. So if you don't want to make it just 3 foot and you want to grant with just the 6 foot, so the rear is in compliance, we're willing to concede and just accept the 6 foot.
So okay.
Because they could pull the pool closer to the house.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So you're looking for a 3 foot in the rear and a 6 foot on the side.
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any further questions? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have some correspondence here that may, from maybe from the people in the audience there. This is from Patricia A. Ridinger, I believe, Ridinger. They're against it because they're afraid the runoff of the water and rain runoff would go to their properties, would spill over on their properties. And that the pool's not extremely well maintained at times, torrential downpours could cause human organic material and other debris to flow from the pool into the surface of the adjacent properties and create a potential hazardous health hazard, serious health hazard. And this, let's see, where are they located? They own the property at 4207 Maryland Avenue. What relation that is to this property, they can say. And then I have Freddie and Betsy Mitchell. They're opposed, the same reason, the runoff. And they're claiming that they already have a whirlpool spa. Now, where is there in relation to that? They're 4149 Delaware Avenue, lot 11D.
Record, I see on our tax map that there's some check marks. Is that for properties that already have variances?
No, that's for the cover to 200.
I got you.
Notifying the people within that area.
Oh, okay.
Have there been variances granted in those properties that are in opposition?
We'll check for you now.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, there was three people in opposition. Would you please, you would like to come forward and speak? All of you that would like to, they're in opposition. I please like for you to come forward now so we could swear you all in at one time.
State your full.
We have three. Now, is there anybody else who would like to speak in opposition?
One of the ladies, I'll swear you all in at once, great. Okay? Hey. Ladies first. State your name and address.
Marcia Smith, 38895 Bunting Avenue, Fenwick Island.
I'm W. James Conley, 40204 Maryland Avenue, Fenwick.
Cynthia Mather, 38892 Bunting Avenue, Fenwick Island.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening. I have some pictures, but I don't have enough for each of you. First of all, I would like to recommend that you discard this request because it identifies the wrong property. Several times this evening and in the notice that came out, it calls it the south side of the lot 6 and 8, and they even put the sign on the wrong property. For that reason, I'd like you to throw it out.
What we got down here is
sign was on the correct property this afternoon when
yes,
I was there.
Somebody else moved it. Somebody knew that it was in the wrong place when they put it there. But you're
so what lot was it on?
It's on the north side. The property in question is the north side. The sign was on the south side. It was put there on, and then your notice that came out refers to the south side.
What parcel? My application says parcel number 124.
Parcel number 124.
Mm-hmm.
It refers, I don't have my original notice with me, but it talks about being lots 6 and 8, 50 feet from Maryland Avenue, lots 6 and 8, the south side.
Do you have any other comments, sir?
Yes.
Okay, well, go ahead and make them because the board's not going to rule on that right
no,
now.
No, okay, I understand that. My main concern is when I called to find out what was what they wanted, was told that the pool would be 3 feet from they back up to my side yard. Their property backs up to my side yard. And I have a flower bed there. I have, most of that property is paved. It's there's hardly any place or anything to run off of it anywhere. And I get when the last Northeaster we had, I had standing water in my backyard. It's washed out mulch from a flower bed that sits right alongside of it. My family's been there since 1949. We've seen a lot of variances and a lot. We're getting closed in all the time. I know nothing to do about that, but that's about all I have to say.
All right, sir. Thank you. Next, please.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I am the owner of the property to the right of the Kishters, and it is my side yard that we're talking about in terms of being 4 feet away from or 6 feet away from. The house already has a variance on it. It's already 2 feet into the 10-foot buffer zone between property lines. I have owned property in Fenwick for almost 23 years. I am currently residing in Fenwick about 75% of the time, and in a couple of years I'll be a permanent resident of Delaware. I also have been a pool owner for 13 years. There is no way that you cannot keep water from leaving your pool. First of all, maintenance requires that water leaves your pool. To backwash, depending upon usage, you could be backwashing once a week, once a month. Water must leave your pool. It has to go somewhere to perform a backwash. You must have a cover on your pool, and you must put a pump on top of your cover with a hose attached that takes water somewhere so that when it rains, the water's pumped off. Also, when you winterize your pool, you must reduce the volume by at least one-third, perhaps a half. The water must go somewhere. The options are the Connolly's backyard, my side yard, or the street. And I think it's illegal to let water into the street in Fenwick because we don't have any drains. So I have a huge concern about where is the water going to go. There's also accidental water going away. You forget to put the cover on, it rains, the pool overflows. You put the hose in the pool to fill it, you forget about it, it overflows. People are splashing and sloshing about, it overflows. There's just no way that you cannot, that you can prevent water from leaving a pool. I know from experience. I think the second issue is that it becomes an attractive nuisance. You have the noise issue. Currently, there is a noise issue. The Kishters are generous with people using their property, or have been, because the hot tub is out back, and you can hear people till 2 or 3 in the morning sometimes. There's a safety issue. I know the fence is at least 6 feet around, but I'm not sure the gate that leads into it is that high. I could be wrong about that. But I also am worried about the challenge this presents to kids and teenagers. Oh, they're not home. Let's go see if we can jump in the pool and swim. I simply don't see an upside to this, and I do see this as a detriment to the neighborhood. Finally, everyone who is here and the people who have written notes are aware on some level of the battle that Mrs. Kishter has had to fight with this disease. And many of us have been up close and personal, either through family or friends or even personally, knowing the difficulties of fighting a disease like leukemia. So therefore, we are not without compassion. However, I believe the Kishters have other options. The Conleys are permanent residents. Mr. Conley is the first person that spoke to you. They have no other options. This is their permanent residence. In 2 years, it will be my permanent residence. I will have nowhere else to go, no other house. I believe that there are other options for the Kishters to meet this requirement for Mrs. Kishter's health, and I would ask that they try to explore those other options. I would also respectfully ask that you deny the waiver. Thank you.
One question for you, ma'am.
Yes.
You say you have been a pool owner and you have you have one now?
No, I've recently downsized.
Okay, but did you live in a development of that pool or?
I beg your pardon?
What did you do with the water in your pool when you backwashed it?
I lived on 5 acres and had plenty of area to absorb the water.
But it did go on the ground and had run off though, did you not?
Yes.
On
yes.
5 acres?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. I am concurring with the letters and with both Mrs. Mather and with Mr. Conley on the issue of the opposition to the pool. But I think I have another way of expressing it that I think is important, too, for all of us to look at. I have prepared, albeit pretty remedial, a drawing of the situation of what's there, and I have this to pass around if you would. This property, as Mrs. Mather has said, has already received setbacks before it was ever built. It has 8-foot side yards, about a 19-foot setback on the back side where the pool would be going, and 16 feet on the front. And the reason that I'm giving you these copies is that once you all get them, you will see that the structure itself is in blue. What's green is all that has to do with the ground that is available for any kind of runoff. And as you see right now, the part that's white is all covered with hard surface, meaning it's concrete. There's no gravel, no nothing on the driveway, the side yards, or the backyard right now. Okay? So I wanted to explain to you what the situation is right now, and then to show you on the next page, page 2, where they are in relation to, and I don't know if you had this tax map or not, it wasn't real clear, where they are in relation, see the word bunting? They're right there in bunting. Mrs. Mather is next to them, Mr. Conley is behind them, and I and my husband and I are across the street. The house on the south side has been just built. It has a rock driveway, and it is vacant because it's for sale right now. But I have a rock driveway. The Mathers have a rock driveway. The Conleys have a rock driveway. We are taking a tremendous amount of water as it is when it comes gushing down from either rainstorms or flooding that comes off of other people's property. So then the next page 3, I wanted you to see the picture of the front of their home and their side yard. You can see looking down the street on Bunting Avenue, the two cars that are parked there, SUVs, are in the Mather's property, and then their home, the Kisner's home, is right next to that. Photo number 3 shows the Conley's house between the two structures. And then photo 4, next page, photo 5, show setbacks that are 10 feet on neighboring property. Photo 6 is a shot of what the side yard looks like at the Kistners, right? It's already very tight there, as it is, with the solid surface, obviously. 7 does the same thing, and 8 shows the current backyard with the hot tub and surfaces. Photo 9, the Conleys. Photo 10, again, the Mathers. Photo 12 is the Mather's side yard, which is, again, rock and ground. 13 is our stone driveways. And finally, 14 and 15 are the two condominiums, the north side and the south side. The reason that I wanted you to see this is because I called the state, Benrec, and I also called Planning and Zoning, and I spoke with about 4 different developers about the purpose of setbacks. And I'm certainly not going to preach to you about the purpose of setbacks. You know better than I do. But it became very clear to me that setbacks have a true purpose, and particularly in an environment as fragile and volatile as we have at the beach. Our home is oceanfront. And believe me, we get battered about by nor'easters and all kinds of rain and windstorms. And when it rains, it comes down like crazy. If you look at these pictures, you can see it's a very dense environment there. And I don't know how many of you maybe have been since you've been to Fenwick, but it's getting denser as we go higher and higher. I have a concern for the flow through, the potential overwash, if God forbid that ever happened to us. But it's come close because our dunes are getting breached all the time. Bless the state for taking care of some of that for us. But we bought our home in 1999. It was a 50-year-old cottage at the time. We remodeled it 3 years later, and we never asked for a setback. We stayed with the setbacks the way they were given to us because we believe that's our community responsibility. We have to share in making sure there's plenty of green space and open space for this water to go in this community. We sort of rounded up the horses around us and tried to make people realize, because I think that we're talking density, setback, and probably more than anything, the safety of the neighborhood, where it is a rental area. We rent our home. We have lots of people that come there during the summer. It's not fair to us who have values in our home to worry about a pool that is not attended to every day. These people are, this is not their permanent home. This is not where they come. That somebody, probably us, are going to be looking over to make sure that that pool area is secured when we have people in town that are friends or family, or God forbid, when I'm out of town and having people staying in my home as a rental property. So I think it best that we try to think about this as not setting a precedent. Yes, Cindy said it eloquently. We, all of us, feel terrible about what has happened to Dana. But we also have a responsibility to other people in our community as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills, you asked if there was any other variances. I believe it was Mr. Mills. If you look at the sheet the young lady just supplied us with, the tax map of the area, if you look, you'll see that the steel property, they had a variance. That's lot 9. Lot 5, the home family has a variance. Your Shorebreak condos have applied for a variance, received a variance. Your Island House condo, which is 128, they've had a variance. Across Maryland Avenue, lot 9, they've had a variance. And lot 7 has also had a variance. So they can incur, they're showing the side yard and rear yard and front yard variances.
On these,
a lot of them have
been. 6 of those.
Right, all around the area of lot 8 and 6.
You said Shorebreak condo.
Yes, 126.
Lot 126.
Okay. That's right across the street.
Is that Mrs. Smith's property?
Yes, it is. However, we did never apply for a variance. I don't know what that's all about. And as far as I know, none of the owners ever did either.
Well, we have a record of it. Go ahead.
Probably before.
It was applied for December 4th of 1989.
Thank you. Okay. There being no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
I'll have them back up, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Come back
up, please. What were they planning on doing with the water?
Pardon me?
When they drained the pool down, what were they planning on doing with that water?
Well, the pool technician that they spoke to said it was self-contained. So there was no means that they felt was necessary where there would be drainage to be concerned of. There is the side yard for the remaining common area for the neighboring area where it could drain to as well.
But there is draining for a pool. I mean, it gets too full of rain.
The remaining common areas for the condominium, their property owner to the left, which is the adjoining condominium.
Okay, and the second question, when they dig the pool, what are they going to do with the dirt and everything? Is that all in the contract to haul away, or?
It'll all be removed.
And removed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this, the area there is already hard surface, so that would be removed as well as the dirt.
And the pool water is going to a common area? I mean, is this an open lot, or where's it going to run to?
Well, the common area is open land right now. The pool technician indicated that there was not, it didn't necessitate a runoff that would be of a concern to the neighboring properties, because they did want to alleviate some of those concerns, and they addressed that today with the pool technician, and they said there would be no runoff into the neighbor's property.
Got to be wrong. Yeah.
What?
I mean, they didn't give me any kind of gallons or anything what's going to be discharged or anything like that around
they,
that?
Did they speak to that?
It's going
to
be covered all the time.
It's covered when we're not using it.
Is it solid cover?
It's going to have an electric cover with a lock on it.
If we're not using it, it's covered.
Is it a solid cover?
They can't speak.
Yeah, individuals haven't been sworn in.
Yeah, they have been sworn in.
You're going to have them talk. They're going to be sworn in.
If you can.
State your full name and address.
Neil Kister, 10325 Thornbush Lane, Bethesda, Maryland, 20814.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Could you answer the questions that they addressed with the pool?
Yes. We spoke with the pool company, and we have a pool at our other home right now, and the type of cover that we have looked into for this particular one is we would have to build a rectangular pool so that we could put an electric cover, solid cover, not one of the covers that you would walk on that's like mesh or cloth, but a solid cover that is lockable. We don't rent the property out so that when we're not there, it would be locked, so that the safety issue of, I guess, a renter walking through our fence or gate and going in and potentially falling in the pool would not be an issue, because it would be a locked. There would be no way for them to get in, short of breaking the lock.
So how do you backwash the filter?
From talking to the pool representative who came in today, first thing that we arranged with them is they would have a contract on the pool, so they would come in and take care of all the maintenance on the pool on a regular basis. They told us if the pool is covered all the time, that when we do have rain or something that would happen, we wouldn't get runoff from the pool. But again, when they have to drain it or do anything that involves the cleaning, they said that they would be, running the tubing down, through our side yard.
Okay. I'm a pool owner myself, and I know to backwash the filter, it has to run somewhere. So you're saying that they're going to run it off in the side yard?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. Why don't you come on. I knew I was going to get to you.
I know, because I would talk to a guy.
Place your right hand. State your full name and address.
Dana Orleans Kister, 10325 Thornbush Lane, Bethesda, Maryland.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Go ahead.
Well, they said it would,
Dave, just relax.
Yeah, but go back in the truck.
No, just relax. Just please sit down. The only thing that, why don't you have a seat? Is that, the pool gentleman did say that, because again, we knew that there was, that we had seen copies of the letters and so on today, so we knew that there would be some of our neighbors that would be there, against, the pool. But the only thing that we were told is that, if we did have an electric permanent cover on it, it would be a minimum amount, as far as when there was any. But, they also have the ability now with some of the companies, the same companies that come in and fill the pools, where they'll come in with a truck and fill it. They have the same capability on the backwash, if they need to, or they could run the tubing straight back out to the street if they need to. Our goal is not to just run water, to the street or the side yard. I mean, we've had a pool in our other home, and we have a hot tub currently in the backyard, and we've never had an issue with the hot tub, and I'm sure my neighbors would have told us at some point if there was an issue with the hot tub, as far as water. And in 3.5 years we've been there, we've not heard any issues with that as well.
If I can ask you an additional question, there is an added degree of maintenance with this because of her health condition, right?
Yes.
You have to maintain it on a more regular basis.
Oh, absolutely. We do that with our hot tub now. There's been somebody coming to clean it once a week for 3.5 years, and I don't think either of us has been in it personally, for the last 2 years. That's, because her doctors won't allow her in the hot tub. They'll allow her in a pool, but not in a hot tub, because hot tub is unfortunately full of bacteria.
I'll be here in a minute, ma'am. I see you.
So okay. this hot tub would be removed?
It has to be. Yeah.
This would be in lieu of that.
Yeah, basically whatever's in the backyard now, I mean, it's a hot tub and a picnic bench would be moved. They would do the construction of the pool. They would come in and either hand dig or bring in a small bobcat to do the work, haul away all the debris, and then build a free-form pool. We've already requested an EPA study, as well as an engineering study, just to satisfy, the construction. Concern. Obviously, I want to make sure that whatever construction's being done won't affect my house, but as well, it won't affect anyone else's property around me.
How deep is the pool supposed to be?
3 feet.
3 feet?
Yeah.
That's all the way across?
Yeah.
Are you planning on running the pool like in the waiting in the winter time with the pump going all the time? You want to stop the pump then?
Yeah, typically, we would probably be April 15th open, October 15th or November 1st close. And then it would be, kept locked, throughout the off season.
Do you know of any other pools in that area, around that area?
There are several pools on Bunting as you drive down on the, not on the oceanfront house, but on the house that's across from the oceanfront. There are several pools that are currently there, as well on some of the other side roads, in the town of Fenway.
Yes, I know they're there. I just talked to the gentleman that's in that area, and he said he's seen one or two of them down there. They're very close quarters down in that area.
Yeah, I mean, the houses are very close quarters, yeah. And the pools are even tighter.
Is there any in your development at all?
Our development is just really us. Just two. There are some within a couple of blocks on the side streets, because we've literally walked through every, looked at every single pool to kind of get ideas as to what may or may not fit before we decided to come to you today.
Okay. And again, this is only for your use, not anyone else's.
That's where we've never rented the property. It's for us, and sometimes family is with us, but typically it's just us.
I imagine they have to drain out also backwash it, like you say, also the way you're going to have to, those other pools?
Oh, certainly. Okay. They do.
Okay. One more question.
Certainly.
Is McNeely, is that the adjoining condo?
Yes, it is.
We haven't heard from him.
There's a letter stating that, the first step that we took was asking our neighbor, who, since we shared property with them, if the condominium had any issue with it, and we have the signed letter stating that they're fine with it, assuming that we got a variance.
So he's in.
Yeah. Right, that's the third letter that I submitted into the record.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, one quick rebuttal, man. Just one of you. Come on up, man. Yeah, please. Come up to the podium and speak, please.
I'm a little bit confused about the description of the lots and this common ground. If I understand correctly what the attorney was saying, basically they're going to have any runoff go into their neighbor's backyard, which is also hard surface. Because the common ground, if I'm understanding, and I may totally be missing the point, but the backyards are considered the common ground. So you've got one structure that's divided in half, that's a condo association condominium. And they're saying that they would run the water into the common ground. Well, the common ground is their neighbor's backyard that's part of the condominium. And again, that is a hard surface. And a suggestion was made, or their pool person said they could run it out into the street. We don't have drains in Fenwick. And I think it's not okay. I think it's against the law. The sub shop got in trouble for doing that several years ago. So I'm a little concerned that some of these resolutions may not be feasible. I also have a concern about, I had the same kind of cover that's an automatic cover. You have a key, you lock it, you still need to pump your rainwater off of it somewhere, somehow. And again, if it's going into the common area, it's going into the neighbor's backyard that's hard surface. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. This will be the last question I'll take, ma'am, and try not to be repetitive with it.
I'm not making this up. It is true that where it is white is hard surface. This is what happened to the Conleys' backyard when there has been runoff from their yard. You will see that the mulch and everything has, in a rainstorm, will run right through their flower bed and push all of that soil and Barkle mulch down against their house. And I thought it was important that you see that if that's what we're talking about as draining someplace else, and not, let's not worry so much about the pool. I mean, the pool is one issue for it to drain. We're also talking about all of that hard surface, which is going to be replaced. Concrete's going to be replaced by a pool. The neighbors are not going to let them drain into their pool, into their backyard, any more than I think the Conleys want it drained into theirs, or the Mathers, or across the street into ours. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9744 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 9744 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. The case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You can stay if you would like, or you may call the office.